The president has signed an executive order bringing together 10 federal agencies to coordinate Great Lakes policy. Mr. Bush has also told the EPA to work more closely with Canada, the 8 Great Lakes states, and a group of Great Lakes mayors. James Conaton is a top White House advisor on environmental policy. He says the task force will try to speed work on the 5 lakes.
We're talking about expenditures of hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars. This is going to actually accelerate the process toward action. So instead of having serial and unguided action, one agency after another, we can bring them together around a common result-oriented objective.
But some congressional Democrats and environmental groups like the Sierra Club call the new task force a smokescreen. They say the president backs a weakening of mercury emissions limits, as well as other policies that might harm the lakes. Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle will soon take over as chair of the Council of Great Lakes Governors. He says a federal focus on the Great Lakes is potentially good.
But the real issue here is whether the president's really ready to put some resources into this, or not just to have it be some window dressing. So I guess that's what remains to be seen.
The EPA says the president is proposing millions of dollars more for things like cleanup of contaminated sediments. EPA Administrator Mike Leavitt says that's not the end of federal tax money for the lakes.
There will be more in the future. I think that this effort will create an environment to make this a very appealing federal investment.
The federal task force will meet with state and local officials over the next few months. A report is due to the president in about a year, in other words, after the fall election. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.